4 inches, the height of a coffee mug. That's how thick new, clear ice must be to hold the weight of an average person. But even if the ice is 4 inches thick in one spot, it doesn't mean it's safe to walk or play on. Depth, water current, rocks, and tree stumps all affect how ice freezes, and therefore, how solid it is. Daily changes in air temperature force ice to expand and contract, weakening its overall structure. Signs of weak ice are snow. It can insulate ice and keep it from freezing. Slush, a sign the ice is deteriorating and no longer freezing from the bottom. Gray ice indicates the presence of water, which means the ice is thawing. For all these reasons, experts warn that ice is never 100% safe. If you do take that fateful wrong step but don't want to meet the Reaper, follow these easy steps to survive. Beat the freeze. The extreme cold temperature immediately causes you to gasp for air, a potentially deadly phenomenon known as cold shock or torso reflex. If even a tiny splash of water hits your throat, muscle spasms shut down your airway to prevent breathing in more water, and in the process, cuts off your air supply as well. Give yourself a fighting chance. As you gasp from the cold, cover your mouth and nose with your hands. If you can't, don't panic. Remain calm, and your body will adjust and relax in about a minute or so. Slow your breathing as much as you can and wait for it to pass. After you catch your breath, act fast. Cold water robs the body of heat 25 to 30 times faster than air, and hypothermia will quickly set in. Focus on getting out. Orient. Turn and face the direction from which you fell. If you're completely underwater with a layer of ice above, look for the hole you fell through and swim towards it. The ice you just walked on was strong enough to hold your weight up until it broke, so it provides the safest known escape route. Don't waste time testing other areas. Once you've targeted a safe exit point, it's time to kick, pull, and roll. Waterlogged clothes and the slick ice make it tough to get out. Pulling straight up will only burn valuable energy. Instead, build momentum by kicking your feet, or kick both at the same time to create a dolphin-like propulsion and pull yourself up and out across the surface of the ice. Once out, don't stand up. Unstable ice could crack again. Stay lying down and roll to safety. This spreads your weight across the length of your body, decreasing the chance of the ice breaking again. Once on solid ground, you need to warm up. Even out of the water, your body is still losing heat from a condition known as the afterdrop. This is when the cold blood pooled in your extremities circulates back through your body, causing your body temperature to drop and hypothermia to set in. Signs include uncontrollable shivering, confusion, loss of motor control, and eventually, death. Always seek medical attention for symptoms of hypothermia. But while you wait for help, don't rub your legs and arms first. This just sends cold blood to your core. Warm the torso first. Don't go near a strong heat source like a campfire too quickly. This can cause your blood vessels to dilate, triggering fatal organ failure. Instead, find a warm, dry place and strip down. Wet clothes only trap cold air near your skin. Once dry, wrap yourself in a blanket and slowly introduce a heat source. Sip, never gulp, a warm liquid. In about an hour, you'll be back to a balmy 98.6 degrees. And you can tell everyone that you just survived. And remember, always check with the authorities about ice conditions. Never walk or drive on suspect ice. Know the warning signs and follow these easy steps to chill out during the chill.